8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025 edition. Again, I want to remind you that this show today will be rebroadcasting tomorrow, Thursday, January 23rd. So you don't have to text me during the show tomorrow because it's actually today's show and I won't be monitoring my phone. We have a little medical procedure happening in Traverse City tomorrow, and I will be taking the day off. Talked to my engineer, Devin Lawrence, and he said the best way to do this is just to repeat Wednesday's show. I don't have to try to find a guest host, train them up, and get them ready. So just wanted to let you know you're listening tomorrow to this show today from 9 to noon. That's what's going on. So I just want to let you guys know. One of the things that Donald Trump did was he pardoned the J6ers. Commutated two of them, their convictions, where they're in prison, got them basically released, but did not give them a pardon. He commuted the sentences saying, time served, enough is done, you're gone, you're out of there. And that kind of upset a few people. Two of them kind of caught off guard in the shift was Vice President J.D. Vance and Donald Trump's nominee pick for Attorney General Pam Bondi. They said publicly before Monday's inauguration that Donald Trump was not going to pardon the J6ers. Well, he did. All of them, except for two, which he commuted their sentences. And it triggered a lot of people saying, see, he's already going back on his word. Well, the reason I believe it happened, and Trump hasn't said this publicly yet, I'm waiting to see if he does say this, but I think it was in retaliation to what Biden did just moments before Donald Trump was sworn in at 12 noon on Monday. Within the hour of no longer being president, Biden pardoned his brother, his sister-in-law, and many other members of the Biden family. My throat's closing up because I'm so angry over what he did. The preemptive pardons for all these people. Dr. Fauci, General Milley, Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff, all of the committee members of the January 6th committee that investigated Donald Trump's involvement in the protest rally that took place on January 6th of 2021. Why would he pardon them when charges haven't even been brought? They've not been found guilty of any wrongdoing. Why would he give him a pardon? Why did he pardon his brother, James Biden, his wife, family members, just within the hour of Donald Trump taking office? Well, I think after the inauguration, after the speech, when Donald Trump was informed, I think he retaliated. And he said, you know what? I'm going to pardon them all. Those that have already been convicted doing time, we're going to commute their sentences. And it has absolutely riled up social media, news shows, the talking heads, the liberals, the progressives, Joe Scarborough, Rachel Maddow, all of them going absolutely nuclear over what Donald Trump did. What about what Biden did? I got a couple of comments. One of the listeners, I forget who it was, might have been Mike or perhaps Joe, I'm not really sure, texting me and saying, you know what, this is a very serious precedent. Because now what Biden has basically set the precedent for, you get elected president of the United States, you do whatever you want to do. You violate any laws you want. You can get family members to violate laws. You can do basically whatever you want for 4 years as president of the United States. And then your last day in office, before you leave, give yourself, give your family members, give friends, political allies that have done your dirty work for 4 years, give them pardons. There is no justice in America if you operate this way. Personally, Hunter Biden, duly convicted, should be in prison. $1.4 million in unpaid taxes to the IRS for 4 or 5 year period of time. If you and I did that, folks, we would be in jail. But not Hunter Biden. Why? Because he's the son of Joe Biden. James Biden, his brother, for the Biden business machine, went around the world collecting money for the Biden crime family. And the big guy, Joe Biden, he got his cut. Hunter did the same exact thing. Foreign countries buying influence with the president of the United States. But none of that will be investigated. None of that will be charged. None of that will be convicted. And they will say, serve no jail time. None whatsoever. And here's the other interesting part of this. Donald Trump basically pardoning all of the J6ers. Some of them from Michigan. MLive has a story. I went through the story, didn't really see any names that I recognized. But pardons are there. They did a full story on some of the Michigan people. Ronald Ballhorn of Redford, 100 days in jail, a year of supervised release, 200 hours of community service, $500 in restitution. He's been pardoned. Logan Barnhart of Lansing, 3 years in jail, 3 years of supervised release, $3,688 in fines, $2,000 in restitution. He's been pardoned. Jeremiah Kaplinger, 35 days in jail, 2 years probation. Carl Dresch of Calumet, 6 months in jail, $500 restitution. Michael Foy of Wixom, 3 years, 4 months in jail, 2 years supervised release, $2,000 restitution. Daniel Haringden from Chesterfield Township, Macomb County, 2 weeks in jail, 60 days home detention, 3 years probation, $500 restitution. A big one, Justin Jersey of Flint, 4 years and 3 months in jail, 3-year supervised release, $32,165.65 in restitution. Ryan Kelly, former candidate for governor, he spent 60 days in jail, a year of supervised release, $5,000 fine, $500 in restitution. He's been pardoned. Matthew Kroll from Linden, 4 years, 3 months, 3 years supervised release, $2,000 restitution. Deborah Kukin from Detroit, 30 days home detention, 3 years probation, 60 hours community service, $500 restitution. Someone from our listening area in Traverse City, Luke Lintz, L-I-N-T-S. 4 months in jail, 4 months home detention, $2,000 restitution. James Mells of Roseville. Kyle Milnick of Redford. Curtis Pulaski of Grand Rapids. These are all people from Michigan that Donald Trump basically pardoned. The list goes on and on and on. I don't have enough time in this segment to get through them all. One thing that you have to understand, we have laws on the books. People who break the law should be charged, investigated, charged, prosecuted, and pay for their crimes. But the Democrats don't do that to Democrats. Democrats only do it to Republicans. And in this case, on January 6th of 2021, Trump supporters. I'd be willing to bet that every single one of these people on this list from Michigan and across the country probably were wearing red MAGA hats. Easy targets for them to be able to be seen in videos doing things. The rights of these people, these citizens, taken away from them, some of them for years, is finally over. Because of the preemptive pardons that Biden has given to himself, his family members, all of his friends, Liz Cheney, are you kidding me? Adam Schiff, the senator from California now, all pardoned. Tying the hands of Donald Trump and his hopefully new incoming U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. Unbelievable. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Officer Rick, listening in today to the show, says, Randy, there's never been a pardon situation like this before. I'm told you can only be pardoned when you are convicted of a crime. This subject needs some research. Preemptive pardons. I'd never heard of that term ever. Of course, it's never happened before. But, of course, Biden, he doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about laws. He's just going to do whatever he wants to do. And we'll deal with it down the road. Well, guess what? This, I think, will be challenged in court. I think Donald Trump will discuss it with Pam Bondi after she gets sworn in as Attorney General and immediately start investigating and possibly challenging some of these pardons. Hunter Biden was found guilty. He was charged, he was prosecuted, they had the trial, and he was found guilty. That is a pardon. Even though he said he would never pardon his son, he did. But then he went even farther. Now, I got a very simple question to ask. Why did he pardon Liz Cheney? Republican, Rhino, basically has been absolutely kicked out of the Republican Party. She endorsed Kamala Harris against Donald Trump. She is done in Republican Party politics. Never to be seen from, heard again, ever. You can write your books, you can do your podcasts, you can appear on shows, mostly the communist liberal news shows. But she is done. My question is this. What did she do that would justify a preemptive pardon? Why did Biden feel it necessary to give her a pardon? Sitting congressman. This very radical congressman, I believe he's from New York or some other New England state, what's his name, Jamie Raskins or Ranskins, something like that. He gave him a pardon. He was on that committee with Liz Cheney and Adam Schiff. He gave a sitting U.S. senator a pardon. A pardon for a U.S. senator from California. What laws did he break? And if he did, should he still be a U.S. senator? I mean, this sets all kinds of things in motion. And I hope to God Donald Trump and Pam Bondi do not waste a lot of time personally on this. Delegate it to somebody else, give it to an assistant attorney general, and let them run with it. I think these pardons are garbage. Like Officer Rick says, they're only good if you have actually been convicted of a crime. You cannot give a preemptive pardon. The precedent for it is unbelievable. Again, text message came in this week when I announced the story on Monday, right before the inauguration. Bad precedent. Basically, you can do whatever you want for 4 years as president, and on the day of you leaving the office, give yourself and all of your allies a pardon for everything they did. All the laws they broke, doesn't matter, charged or uncharged, convicted, not convicted, doesn't matter. Here's everybody's pardon. I agree, Rick. I think it's going to be challenged in court, and I think these pardons will be set aside. And if that happens, well, let's start looking into these people that got these preemptive pardons. Why did Joe Biden give them to them? What did they do to deserve it? And then bring charges, hold a trial. If you get them convicted, put them in prison. It's that simple. We have to enforce our laws. We have to enforce the Constitution. And we cannot let a radical president issue up pardons like he's passing out Halloween candy. Bottom line, that's it. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. We'll keep an eye on it. In the third hour, I want to shift gears. I want to go to Lansing. I want to dive a little deeper into these bills that the Democrats passed in the House, the Senate, that Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, vetoed. What bills were they? And why does she claim she vetoed them? I want to get into that story. If you have any comments, text me, 231-360-5140. Again, this is Wednesday's show. It will be rebroadcasting tomorrow. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I